Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. Well, my guest, Russell Targ, we have not been able to reach him today, so we are going to hopefully get a call from him in just a little bit, and they'll be letting me know if he comes online. But otherwise, we're going to go directly into the show, and I want to let you know that the phone lines are open, 877-876-5227. That's 876-5227. 5227 with 877, of course, in front of that. Also, Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're new to the Donna Sebo Show, all you have to do is call in, give me your first name or initial, and then after that, we'll just take care of you, and I'll give you my mental impressions, and you can, well, ask me a question after I finish about anything that you like. So, again, my guest, Russell Targ, is not, we haven't been able to reach him. So as soon as we are able to hear from him, we'll be patching him through. Otherwise, the phone lines are open in the interim. I wanted to talk about something that all of us have to face at one time or another in our lives. And it is failure. It is something that often people will say, I don't want to discuss failure. It just frightens me. I only want to look at the good stuff. I only want everything to be just perfect. If I even consider that something may not work, I just won't even begin to attempt it. Don't even discuss anything with me. The irony is that in life, we seem to learn a lot from our failures, if we're wise, that is. If we're not wise, we often go through the same failures over and over again. But failure is something that often hones us as individuals. It makes us stronger if we learn from our experiences. And I came across a poem that I thought I would share with you because I thought it was, well, it was quite good. The test of a man is the fight he makes, the grit that he daily shows, the way he stands on his feet and takes face, numerous bumps and blows. A coward can smile when there's naught to fear, when nothing his progress bars. But it takes a man to stand up and cheer while some other fellow stars. It isn't the victory, after all, but the fight that a brother makes. The man who, driven against the wall, still stands up erect and takes the blows of fate with his head held high. Bleeding and bruised and pale is the man who will win in the by and by. For he isn't afraid to fail. It's the bumps you get and the jolts you get and the shocks that your courage stands, the hours of sorrow and vain regret, the prize that escapes your hands, to test your mettle and prove your worth. It isn't the blows you deal, but the blows you take on the good old earth that show if your stuff is real. I really liked that poem when I read it for the first time, and I've read it more than once since then. I don't know of anyone who is living in this life experience that doesn't go through bumps and grinds of disappointment, of failures. There are so many things that can happen in life that no matter how hard you plan, no matter how well organized you might be, things still go wacky. Sometimes things really go wacky in the oddest ways. And you can laugh at them later on. Some of them might even hold a touch of grief. I was going through emails today, and one of them I received from a friend who is experiencing a very difficult time because of a family member that is dying. There are regrets. There are sad things that she was expressing. Yet she is having to face some disappointments and some challenges. It's part of life, but it doesn't mean that life isn't rich. Hello, welcome to the show. First name or initial?
Oh, first name is Diane. Hi.
Hi, Diane.
First time listening to you, too.
Well, my goodness, how did you learn about the show?
Well, I listened to a few other shows on BBS Radio and have always been interested in all of the things that's on there, so it's been a real interesting thing for me.
Well, fabulous. And, Diane, where are you calling from?
Ohio.
Where in Ohio?
Cleveland.
In Cleveland. Well, welcome to the BBS listening family and to the Donna Sebo Show. I'm so delighted that you've called.
Oh, good.
Now, Diane, I'm going to give you my mental impressions, and you're welcome to ask me about anything that
okay.
you like.
Okay.
All right. Now, Diane, when I'm focusing on you, the first thing that is coming into my mind is that there is a level of loneliness that you have been experiencing for quite a long time. Now, what I find so interesting about this is that you have used it often as a motivator to get you involved with things or to study something new. And yet there's this something that's missing. You can't quite put your finger on it. It's sort of an emptiness inside of you. And what I'm observing is that for all of the bumps and grinds in life, repeating myself with what I was talking about before you even called, you have an awareness of a sense of purpose, and it is coming together for you in the year 2008. It is coming together for you in a very interesting way, and it's going to be because of someone needing assistance, and you're going to volunteer, and you're going to be meeting someone that has a particular project that is going to just really involve you. You're going to become very engrossed in it, and you're going to say, this is my purpose. I find this so fascinating because you are an individual. You are always on the lookout for something. You're not afraid to learn new things. You're not afraid to step out of the box, to examine and to explore. And that is going to prove to be your greatest asset in 2008. Your life is in a process of change right now that is going to carry you forward during the next 5 years into levels of understanding, personal development, and a sense of joy that I don't think you have ever thought you could really accomplish. But part of this process is evolving because you are letting go of the past.
Boy, are you right.
You are letting go of the past. Honey,
you are
on the right track. I just want to compliment you for even paying attention.
Oh, I do pay attention, definitely. And you are so right. There has been definitely a level of loneliness in my life. But I've used that to educate myself in other things and get into spirituality and look into other avenues and always ready to learn new things, always. And it's been very good for me mentally, emotionally, and financially. So I keep moving in that direction. So I thank you so much. You are very right. You're very psychic.
Well, my dear, what question would you like to ask me today?
Well, I think you've probably answered them already. I wanted to know how 2008 was going to be for me. And because I have started several new friendships and get new ideas all the time from other people. You know, people are wonderful. They share so much with you. And it comes at a time in my life when I really needed other people to do that kind of sharing. And I mean worldwide because I use my web tremendously. And I get on all the things where I can talk to people in other countries. And the miraculous thing that I find is that we're all very much alike all over the world. We have more things in common than we do differences. And that's been wonderful for me to learn. It's been a broadening of horizons for me. So I guess what I wanted to know if this was going to continue in 2008, is it going to get even more? Because sometimes it just astounds me that at this time of my life, because I'm not really a young woman, I'm a grandmother already, that I'm still learning and learning and learning, and it's wonderful.
Well, I think you have said it so eloquently, and in my view, you are evolving into a very fulfilling direction. I mean, it will come through other people, and as it does, you're going to respond, and you're going to find that it's very satisfying to you, and on so many levels, much more than what you've even experienced to this point.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I can't wait. No, I can't wait for 2008.
Well, enjoy the now, because it's what you're doing with the now that's enabled you to create this patterning for the future.
Mm. Well, it's amazing. You know, I guess I took a different avenue. Most people, I think that when they feel loneliness or depression or have problems with past, as we all do, you know, I mean, we're all sometimes dealing with things that happen in our childhood with our parents and our siblings, and I think once we put that behind us and say, you know, I've come to the point in my life where I really feel that I've done all that I can do to make this better for everybody, you know, and you feel that you've given your 150%, maybe even 200%, to the point where you just say, okay, now I have to move on, and there's so much more for me to explore out there. I can't stay in the past. You have to look forward and reach out to people. And I find that's probably my biggest reward, because when I do that, they come back, you know, and they give so much. And I'm sure that we give to each other. It's a very symbiotic type of relationship all the way around that I have with other people, and I have just, I can't even tell you how much joy it brings to me, whereas if I had taken the other route, which I find so many people do, and if there was some way to get them not to do that, believe me, I would, instead of it broadening their horizons a little bit and looking into other ways of fulfillment rather than just trying to center on the past all the time, to move forward and to grab hold of what's in front of you, you know, and it's sort of like playing leapfrog. You go from one to the other, and each person adds more to you. Someone once said to me that in the end we're a sum of all the people that we've ever been in contact with, and boy, is that true.
Well, I'll tell you what, Diane, I think that you not only are a very wise lady, but you have given a wonderful gift today to all the people that are listening because of what you've been so willing to share, and I want to thank you for calling in.
Oh, well, thank you for having this program, and I'm definitely going to be listening in to you more often.
Well, thank you very much. You have a magnificent, magnificent Thanksgiving.
You too, and to all your listeners.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye, dear. This is Donna Sebo, and as I said, the telephone lines are open if you'd like to call in and chat with me. In the U.S., it's 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. I think what Diane has shared with us is just so really, really important. We have so much that we're pummeled with every day that tells us about the bad guys in life, how ugly life is, how you must live in fear and apprehension. And it's not necessary. Being alert, being aware, being cognizant that there are those things in life that can create a bad picture. All right, it is there. But you have a choice about what picture you're going to create in your own mind. What do you want up on your mind screen? What do you see? How can you perceive yourself? It's very, very important. But when you're looking at that, when you're perceiving yourself, be open to something. Diane made a very significant point. One of the many points she made was about the people that she interacts with. And she said, I find I get so much from them. I give but I'm also receiving. And I don't know about you, but I'm a very independent individual. And it took a lot of years for me to realize that, one, it's okay to ask for help if you need it. Two, to realize you can't do everything yourself. And three, someone else may be able to do something far better than you, and isn't that great? Let them do it. It's wonderful. There are so many aspects of learning that we're going to go through in life. And I started off with a program talking about failure, the poem that I read. Remember, it's what you do with what you have that makes a difference. It's what you do with what you have. There are so many people in life that we might look at someone and say, oh, they're so poor. I'll never forget hearing a woman tell about her experience when she was in another country. I don't remember where it was. It was in the Caribbean somewhere. She had lived in the United States all of her life. This was her first time ever being outside of the United States. She'd come from a very, very nice environment, had never, ever known poverty. And so she goes into this area in this one country, and she sees these shacks, she sees really bad living conditions, and she was just in utter shock, absolute shock. And she made a comment to someone who was with her and said, oh, this is just appalling, these people, they're living in these awful, awful conditions. And the individual who was with her said, you're right. Compared to what you know in the United States, this is very bad, but I'd like for you to meet a few of these people. So she met some of the people, and she said she learned a very valuable lesson. We cannot rate our life experience with what we see with someone else's. What we need to realize, and when I say that, I mean it in this way. Many times people do not feel poor when they're in what we might perceive as very negative circumstances. And it was a lesson for her that was really quite astonishing. She said, it taught me not to judge. She said, I met people here. They were not living in a fancy house. They didn't have indoor plumbing. But these were not unhappy people. She said they had food. They were living a lifestyle that for them was very satisfying and fulfilling. They really did not want to have a lot of possessions. They didn't want a car. They didn't want a lot of things. And I know many times someone might hear that story and say, well, they just didn't know what they were missing. And she said, they didn't feel they were missing anything. And it's true, maybe if they were living in our environment, they would have felt differently. But she said, isn't it all a matter of perspective? Isn't it all a matter of what we perceive as to what makes us poor? And this is something that often you'll see with individuals. I've seen poor individuals that have had millions of dollars in their bank accounts. I've known people that maybe have had just $5 in their pockets, and they were wealthy. What is it that makes the difference? Now, I'm not putting down money. Money is a valuable asset to have. It's a resource. But if you'll notice, money is an inert something. In and of itself, it doesn't talk to you. It is not going to entertain you. It is not going to keep you warm. And if you try to eat it, you'll starve to death. It is a medium of exchange. It is something that enables you to get whatever it is that you want. If you want bread, that money enables you to buy it. But the source of happiness and fulfillment in life really is an inside job. It's not out there somewhere. I was reviewing some information about the gentleman who started Habitat for Humanity. And this is a phenomenal story, and we're going to be talking about that in the upcoming weeks and how he started. This is a man who is worth millions, millions. And he gave it all away to find a meaning in life, to reconnect with life. And most people would say, the guy was nuts. But he was able to go out and rebuild something that for him had something of value and merit. And I think lots of times as individuals, we need to remember our standard may not be someone else's standard. We have to always march to our own drummer. We can use other people as examples, but periodically it pays to look at ourselves, to ask ourselves, what do we value? What does not mean the most to us? What is it inside of us that just makes us feel just that joy in life that is so special? When you can find out what really pushes those buttons inside of you, you're going to have a richness in your life that is going to be unmeasurable, absolutely unmeasurable. This is Donna Siebel, and I do want to let you know that Russell Targ, we have not been able to reach him, so consequently, we're not going to be having him on the air today, but those phone lines are open, and if you'd like to call in and chat with me, if you're a first-time listener, all you need to do is remember when you call in, I just need your first name or initial. I don't need any other information from you, just like Diane earlier. Let me give you my perceptions about you, and then you're welcome to ask me a question about anything you like. So here are the phone numbers, toll-free, 877-876-5227. 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And I just want to say, again, just give me your first name or initial, and then after that, you're welcome to ask me about anything you like. Lily Douglas wrote a lovely poem. It's a short one about this time of the year. We've had phenomenal winds here in the Northwest, and our trees that were filled with all of those multicolored leaves are now looking pretty bare. And this is what she wrote. She said, "The naked branches of the trees are playing a beautiful ballad. So lovely are they, waiting for the first snow this bright, crisp November day." And, ooh, it is getting crisper out in our neck of the woods. I don't know about where you live, but out here in the Pacific Northwest, our temps are beginning to drop. And so we just have to be prepared for that, and we are getting there slowly but surely. Also, I wanted to just share a few tips with you. One of the tips that I wanted to give you some information on, it's for you gals, and it is about cervical cancer. And these are some points that were brought to my attention, and I thought I would mention it. And for you guys, if you know of a gal that's gone through it, I know I had a situation that could have led into cervical cancer. This was a few years ago, and it was something that was caused by external circumstances that had unpleasant results. In fact, a couple of surgeries. But I wanted to really share these points with you because I think it is very important. One, make sure, gals, that you do get your pap smears. It really is very important. And for your younger women, you need to start when you're in your 20s. They are not going to be a negative. It is something you want to take a position of prevention. Also, contraceptive methods are very, very important. Check out those that are going to serve you best. If you are smoking, they are finding more and more information about how smoking can create negative conditions in the body, and this is something you need to be aware of because we women, we really have a tendency to hold a lot of toxins, it seems like, much more readily than the men do. I don't know why, but this was known years ago. So just be aware. Take care of yourself, and they have found in research that smoking damages the cells in the cervix, and it doubles the risk for women developing cervical cancer. Also, be aware of nutrition. Be aware that the green vegetables, parsley, spinach, kale, those dark green vegetables are going to make a difference. They help the body protect itself against the invasion of the unbalanced cells. So you really want to take care of that. Also, you want to make sure if you're going to have a pap smear, and this is for you gals, obviously, that are in this period of your life where you need to pay attention, have the test done at least 5 days after your menstrual period stops, and make sure that you don't use anything internally before the test because it all can affect the outcome of tests. So if you have any questions, ask your doctor. There are so many points of information that women are having to pay more attention to, and it is amazing how when we become aware of this and we take a positioning of prevention with ourselves, we're going to come out a lot better in the long term. If you're young and you're wanting to have children, you're going to have healthier children, take care of yourself. Be aware. Prevention is the best step you possibly can take. And if you're on birth control pills, please do have that PAP regularly if you're a younger person, because there have been circumstances where certain estrogens, dependent on a body type, can cause female problems. So be aware. Become educated. That's so important. And it's an ongoing process. By the way, my husband and I watched a program over the weekend. It was NOVA. And if you have a chance to see it, I want to recommend it. It's called The Ghost Gene. It brings up some of the latest research that they have found about cells and how they can change. And so the DNA within the cells can change. There is so much that can affect it. And when this information is so profound, and it makes such a difference, much of it done by leading research facilities in the country, they are finding out that the body has an intelligence and an adaptation that can work for us or against us. So it's called The Ghost Gene, and again, it was on NOVA, and it was just a fascinating program, so I'd like to encourage you to watch it. This is Donna Sebo. We are going to be taking a break for just a moment. By the way, I want to thank those of you sending me emails. I'm catching up with it, and, oh, I've got such wonderful, wonderful material, so I'm going to be sharing that with you throughout the program. But if you want to give me a buzz, telephone lines are open, 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227, or Canadians, 888-815-9756. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break. Don't go away. We're going to come.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272. To Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and I want to let you know the telephone lines are open, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. 888-815-9756. If you're Canadian, 888-815-9756. This is Donna Sebo. Let's take our caller, next caller for the day. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Maureen from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Maureen. Now, would you speak up a little bit, dear? And where are you in Pennsylvania?
Suburbs of Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. Well, you are in a gorgeous part of the country.
Yes, I enjoy it very much.
Okay, Maureen, let's get down to business with you. The first thing I am looking at is traveling. Now, it's fascinating what I'm getting in my mind's eye. I'm seeing an old buggy. And I am looking at an image of a man in a black outfit. It could be someone like an Amish individual, but I am seeing you. This is a symbol in my mind. This is representing to me some history. I think you're a person that finds history fascinating. You think a great investigator. My goodness, you'd be good at that. You're curious. And I have to chuckle because I'm aware of someone when you were quite young that was so frustrated with you because they say you just are into everything. You have to know everything. And some things just are none of your business. And I look at this and I just have to chuckle. And I'm seeing you thinking to yourself, well, you may think it's none of my business, but I want to know what's going on. You're quite a gal. You are a person that I think is going to find history is going to serve you well. In fact, it's going to serve you so well, I think that it's financially going to bless your life in a number of ways. So I don't know if through doing research you're going to publish books or if you are going to be an educator of a type that people will say, I want to have more information from you, or if you're going to be involved in genealogy. I don't know exactly at this moment what direction it's going to take, but I want to say unleash this curiosity that you have within yourself. It is absolutely wonderful. You are going to have not only an interesting life, but I'm seeing you being interviewed. I'm looking at you sitting down with someone and talking to them, and you have a tape recorder. It might be a digital tape recorder so that you can put the information back into your computer. But I am seeing you just having doors open. I just see all of these doors opening to you. You're walking through them, and you're just so filled with joy. I do think it is going to involve some publishing. I do believe it will have something to do with genealogy. I do believe that it is going to bring you, because of your curiosity, you know, the old saying, curiosity killed the cat, but satisfaction brought it back. It really fits you because it works. And I see you liking unusual things. You like items that have stories to them. You're very sentimental. Oh, my goodness. You are just a soft touch. If somebody tells you a meaningful story about an item, the item could be a piece of junk, but the story is worth its weight in gold. And you're wonderful. People relate to you. They really do. There's a warmth about you that I think just opens people up in the most wonderful, wonderful way. Absolutely wonderful way. So I have to compliment you on that. I think that is a wonderful asset to have. So don't downplay this attribute of yours, of this connection with people and with the oddballs in life. My goodness, if you didn't have the oddballs, who'd we talk about? You're a great gal, you really are. And don't worry about the fact that you don't like cooking very much. It's okay. We got enough good chefs. All you have to do is turn on the television. Don't worry about it. What question would you have for me today?
Well, I do some body work. And, I'm also, my traditional training is as an engineer.
Oh, what an interesting combination.
Yes, and I'm very interested in sacred geometry and healing. And I'm wondering how, I think you touched on part of it, and I'm having a hard time hearing you a bit, but I want to help people more. And I want to transition into helping people on a more full-time basis. I do it part-time now. And I was just wondering if you could guide me in that transition a little bit.
Now, what you are doing at this time, it's the body massage, the body work?
Yes.
Okay, on the part-time. And so as an engineer, you're on track already. I believe that what is evolving is as you follow your curiosity, like the sacred geometry, going into mathematics, doing the quantum physics, which you have a natural acumen for, this all is going to work for you. It's all going to come together. And it is coming together. The dilemma, I think, that is frustrating to you is that it's not happening quickly enough.
Mm-hmm.
You would like for it to move along more rapidly. The fact is that if you tried to move too fast into this arena, you would be feeling like you're juggling too much. So you need to just give yourself about another year and a half, dear, and
okay,
just follow what you know is right for you. Keep on doing what you're doing. Keep on the exploring.
Great.
And that is going to enable you to design what is most fulfilling to you. You're never going to fit into a box.
I'm finding that out.
It just isn't you. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
So this is actually a time of self-discovery, a time of self-awareness.
Great. And I am drawn to teach. So do you see that for me?
Oh, I think that's a natural evolution.
Okay.
I think that is something that you are just going to step into just as smoothly and easily as anyone can. And you'll do it in your own way.
Mm-hmm.
So
great.
Just be patient with where you are right now. Keep up the exploring. You have this delightful curiosity. I want you to just bring it out and use it.
Wonderful.
Well, I hope that's helped you.
It does. Thank you.
You're welcome. How'd you learn about the show, Maureen?
Just following the internet link by link, and I'm exploring again.
Good. Well, I'm glad you made the discovery, and I hope you'll have a chance to visit with us again.
I certainly will.
Thank you, Maureen. Have a
Thank
wonderful,
you.
Wonderful
Bye-bye.
Thanksgiving. This is Donna Sebo, and if you'd like to call in, then give me a buzz at 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And I want to let you know who we're going to be talking with tomorrow. We're going to be talking with Dr. Iris Bell. We're going to be talking about chewing on things. It helps you to think. Yes. We're going to have a good time with this. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Kathy from Merced, California.
Kathy from Merced. Wonderful. Thank you for calling today. All right, Kathy, what I'm looking at with you is writing, writing, writing. I am aware of the fact that you're making a breakthrough. Attention to detail is very important, and you are taking things methodically, one at a time, but I have to chuckle, and I have such an empathy with you on this. It's as if you've got a gazillion papers all around you, and you'd love to take all of these papers and just pitch them, but you know you've got to go through each and every one, and you go, oh, I can't stand this. I have to look at all this stuff. Now, this is symbolic, but what I am wanting to say to you is, if you'll just do one at a time, as you know you have to do, whatever detail has to be attended to, one at a time, you will get things done. In fact, it'll amaze you. You'll say, instead of saying, I don't have enough time, you'll say, I'll just take one item at a time, and before you know it, you're going to have things in order. Now, it may take you a week, it might take you a month, but you'll still get to that point of accomplishment. And no one is going to have to prod you. You'll do this on your own. So you are getting a lot into order in a very methodical, organized way. So I want you to know that it's going to take some patience, and it's going to take some time, and it's going to take some follow-through. but you're doing what you need to do if you just shift a little bit and say, I have the time I need to get what I need to get done. I have the time I need. And it'll work. It's just that little bit of a shift. But, oh, my goodness, you have so many interruptions. You get started on one thing, the phone rings, the dog barks, something goes on, and you're always interrupted. And I just want you to keep that thought in your head. I'm going to have the time to get everything done that needs to get done, because you will. Do you have a question for me, Kathy?
Yes. Tonight I have an open house, and I'm wondering if you see that as coming off successfully.
I think the open house, there is something that's a bit of a disappointment with it, but I don't want you to focus on that. I want you to focus on being totally prepared. And whether you have one person or 100, they get 100% of your attention, and you give them the best. What kind of an open house is it, Kathy?
It's for a group that we've started in town, and it's the way to promote each and every one of us in business.
Mm-hmm. Start and make sure that you don't focus on how many come out. Focus on those that do come and make it the best.
Okay.
Because they will carry that with them.
Okay.
You're the leader. That's what's going to make it work.
Okay.
And it'll take about 6 months for the group to grow to a size. How many do you want in this group?
How many do we want?
Mm-hmm.
Four more.
All right. It may take, I'm getting the number six. I could be wrong. Maybe it's 6 weeks, but I'm more inclined to say 6 months. And I think that it will be a full group, and it will be solid. In other words, the type of people that will be there will be the type of individuals that are supportive in the right way. And I want to thank you for your call there.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful Thanksgiving now.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. This is Donna Siegel. We're taking a break. Hey, phone lines open, 877-876-5227. 888-815-9756. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedrose. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. I received a nice Thanksgiving Day recipe from Susan, and I wanted to share it with you. I thought it was cute, so I really thought it would be a good thing to do. Now, this is how it reads. She said, Happy Thanksgiving Day recipe, and this is the way it goes. 1 tablespoon of honey at your side. Take thyme to measure your blessings. One bunch of grapes, remove all sour grapes. One spoon special memories, sift in throughout the day. One box of contentment, skim off envy or greed. 3/4 cup of milk, if spilled, no need to cry over it. 1/2 cup, flavorful words, sprinkle on generously. 3 to 1 nuts. To keep it fun. 1 dash of determination. Do whatever it takes. Hold the wine. Butter up when necessary. Throw away leftover bones. Don't pick a bone with anyone. Blend well. Continue all day. If in hot water, cool down right away. Don't bring things to a boil. Preheat your heart until completely warm and serve peace with a generous helping. And then she added something else here. She said, swallow your pride, chew on God's blessings, throw away all leftovers, let the past be the past. I thought that was cute. Anyway, thank you, Susan. I appreciate that. And then I was sent some information about a creed for self-discipline. That's always an ongoing job, isn't it? It's so easy to sort of get lazy about doing things. Self-discipline is exactly that. It's us paying attention to what we need to do. Well, this is how it was presented. I do not know the name of the individual. Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. Let me correct myself. His name was Napoleon. Yes. Not Napoleon Bonaparte, but Napoleon Hill. This was his creed for self-discipline. Who sent this to me? I do not know. But it is what Napoleon Hill said was the master key to riches. Now, this is the creed for self-discipline. Willpower. Recognizing that the power of will is the supreme court over all other departments of my mind. I will exercise it daily when I need the urge to action for any purpose, and I will form habits designed to bring the power of my will into action at least once daily. Emotions. Realizing that my emotions are both positive and negative, I will form daily habits which will encourage the development of positive emotions and aid me in converting the negative emotions into some form of useful action. Reason. Recognizing that both my positive emotions and my negative emotions may be dangerous if they are not controlled and guided to desirable ends. I will submit all my desires, aims, and purposes to my faculty of reason, and I will be guided by it in giving expression to these. Imagination. Recognizing the need for sound plans and ideas for the attainment of my desires, I will develop my imagination by calling upon it daily for help in the formation of my plans. Conscience. Recognizing that my emotions often err in their overenthusiasm and my faculty of reason often is without the warmth of feeling that is necessary to enable me to combine justice with mercy in my judgments, I will encourage my conscience to guide me as to what is right and what is wrong. But I will never set aside the verdicts it renders, no matter what the cost of carrying them out. Memory. Recognizing the value of an alert memory, I will encourage mine to become alert by taking care to impress it clearly with all thoughts I wish to recall and by associating those thoughts with related subjects which I may call to mind frequently. Subconscious mind. Recognizing the influence of my subconscious mind over my power of will, I shall take care to submit it to it a clear and definite picture of my major purpose in life and all minor purposes leading to my major purpose, and I shall keep this picture constantly before my subconscious mind by repeating it daily. Napoleon Hill put that as a creed for self-discipline, and one of the things he suggested a person do is sign that, so they made a contract with himself. And this is what else Napoleon Hill said. Discipline over the mind is gained little by little by the formation of habits which one may control. Habits begin in the mind. Therefore, a daily repetition of this creed will make one habit conscious in connection with the particular kind of habits which are needed to develop and control the 6 departments of the mind. The mere act of repeating the names of these departments has an important effect. It makes one conscious that these departments exist, that they are important, that they can be controlled by the formation of thought habits, that the nature of these habits determines one's success or failure in the matter of self-discipline. Napoleon Hill is such a great man, and he left such a legacy. The one book that he wrote, Think and Grow Rich, has been read by millions and is still a bestseller. I personally liked his book, The Law of Success, and it was his masterpiece as far as I'm concerned. It's so important. It's an ongoing job. You never get there. But you should never be discouraged by that, because in the process of having self-discipline, in the process of reaching for your dreams, you're going to have all kinds of adventures. You'll have wonderful experiences. Sometimes you might experience failure, like I was talking about at the beginning of the program. But that's all part of the pie of life. A little bitter with a sweet. It enables you to know what's going to work and maybe what's not going to work. And maybe, too, it will enable you to have a sense of appreciation for right where you are, right at this moment. Wherever we are in life, it is that moment, how we work with it, how we handle the various circumstances that go on, our attitudes, and what we project into it. What are we going to do with it? What are we going to do with it? What are you going to do with your day-to-day? What gifts are you going to give to life? What gifts are you going to willingly accept from what life has to offer you? Whether it's a smile, a gift of money, friendship, opportunity. What's the gift going to be that's going to come to you? It's exciting when you think about it. You never know what's around the corner. But remember this. You are the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. This is Donna Sebo. It has been a wonderful hour. It's been a pleasure chatting with all of you. And we'll be chatting again tomorrow. We're going to be chewing on some things tomorrow. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.